Epilogue. Dirk Walker listened from his bedroom and waited until the entire house had retreated into late-night silence. The mansion had plenty of rooms to seek shelter in. He adjusted the pajamas, sliding into a pair of old slippers that were slightly too large for his feet. He crept to the door, slowly opening it to keep it from squeaking. His steps were light as he shuffled through the hallway. Someone coughed, and he froze, waiting to see if there was movement following it. Nothing. 35 years. How had time gone so far here while, by their judgment, they'd passed 8 Earth years on Rimia? While it didn't seem fair, he could understand, to an extent. Brian had warned them that time dilation might be a possibility, but he'd never expected to be stuck across the bridge for any considerable length. His children were an oddity to him. He'd been gone so much during their first few years, and today they were grown, almost as old as he was. But he still felt a bond with each of them that couldn't be broken. It was difficult to explain, even to himself. The loss of Rebecca was tough, a sting he hadn't anticipated. They'd once been in love, real, passionate exuberance, which had dwindled to companionship with marriage and children and his obsession with the bridge. She'd never understood him, nor had he comprehended her. By the end, they were as alien to one another as the beings destined for Earth. Marcus had shown Dirk images of the objects, and seeing the aliens' ships was bizarre. Hunter and Brian had been so sure they were coming, but Dirk and Clayton hadn't been as confident, though they'd left on the bridge just the same. Their period in Rimia had been far from a waste. They could save Earth. Dirk walked to his son's room and opened the door. Rex was sleeping soundly, his medication strong enough to knock out an elephant for a few hours. The case was under his bed in the original burlap sack. Dirk crouched on the floor, slipping the device out, and he opened it, setting a hand on the tokens inside. Anticipation burned through him as he slid it back under the bed. He stood beside Rex and smiled. He'd grown up to be a spitting image of Dirk. He hoped Rex and his sister would understand everything in the long run. He left the room, moving farther into the house. The patio doors were locked, and he flipped the switch before stepping out into the chilly night air. The sky was clear, and he walked over to the edge of the deck. The moonlight cast its serene glow across the sweeping vineyard, crossing the entire valley's many hills and mounds. His gaze drifted to the stars.
"I'll be back. I just have something to do first."
His thoughts drifted to the incoming ships, and he sighed. This should have been a heroic return, but it was filled with regrets and sadness. Dirk returned to the living room and saw the man on the couch.
"Trip, I'm sorry if I woke you," he said quietly.
The man had a killer's stare.
"I don't sleep much."
Dirk didn't engage and softly plodded his way to bed before closing the door and locking it. He'd seen too much across the bridge. They couldn't know it all yet, but one day soon it would be revealed. It was imperative that they locate the last token. He wished Hardy was alive, because he was the only person Dirk knew that might be able to discover its location. Sleep found Dirk Walker, and for the first time since he'd vanished from Earth, he didn't dream. The End. Lost Contact, The Bridge Sequence, Book 1. Continue the mystery with Lost Time, The Bridge Sequence, Book 2.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Lost Contact, written by Nathan Heistad, performed by Ray Porter. Executive producers Catherine Stewart and Mike Charzik. Producer Kay Lambrix. Copyright 2021 by Nathan Heistad. Sound recording copyright 2021 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.